no one is going to go to the kingdom of heaven except the way God said go. You might not like it that way, but that's the way it is. The way of salvation has not changed. In all these centuries, the way of salvation is still the same. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, in Acts 4:12. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In the last generation, the only way to God was through Christ. In this generation, the only way to God will be through Christ, the only one in history of whom it is written, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Think of it. The wrath of God abides on you now. And the only way that wrath can be turned away is by the cross. When Jesus Christ took your sins on the cross, is there another way to heaven except through Christ? The Bible teaches there's only one way. Other people will come along and try to tell you there are other ways. But the Bible says there's only one way, and that way is by the cross. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In the last generation, the only way to God was through Jesus. In the present generation, the only way to God is through Jesus. Jesus on the cross.
Jesus on the cross, the only way to the Father. Dramatically different than the messages of our day, isn't it? It's interesting to see the profound contrast. How the truth has changed through time because we've become progressively ashamed of the gospel. It's the only way to salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the gospel. Turn from our wicked ways and embrace Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And friend, if you've never done that, today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. It's not a day for political correctness because Jesus is coming soon. This is not a time to be ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, both for Jew and Gentile. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Friend, if you profess to have been following Christ, but you've been following afar off, and you've been ashamed of the gospel, I call you today to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember, those who will not confess Him before men, neither will He confess before His Father, which is in heaven. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny after all. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for your feet.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we're going to be talking about the brain repair formula that suddenly there's so many people today are having very real mental problems, forgetfulness. We're seeing the early onset of degenerative diseases of the brain, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and is there any way to ward this off? Well, Dr. Blaylock, as you know, is a retired neurosurgeon, but even when he was practicing medicine, he always realized that there was a large part our health was in nutrition and certainly avoiding the toxic chemicals and so many of the toxins which we are exposed to. So without further ado, Russell, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about your thoughts on why we're seeing so many people with so many brain problems and what can be done to perhaps ward off the serious problems that afflict so many people as we see exploding levels of Alzheimer's disease, dementia, Parkinson's disease at ever younger ages.
Yeah, this is a real big concern, is that not only are we seeing an increase, which has been attributed at first to the increased aging of our population, saying that people are reaching their 80s and 90s more often than before. But as you said, what we're actually seeing is it's moving down into a much younger age group. We're starting to see people in their mid-40s or 50s who are developing diseases that used to appear in their 65, 70 years of age. The neuroscientists are really quite concerned about this, the neurologists, because it seems to be accelerating. It's not just a gradual increase, but it's accelerating quite rapidly, and it entails all the different neurodegenerative type diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig disease, which is called ALS. These diseases all share something in common, that is a combination of brain inflammation and what we call excitotoxicity, and that's an overexcitation of certain groups of nerve cells. When this combination occurs in the brain over a very long period of time, what we see is the loss of the connections between the nerve cells, and gradually the nerve cells themselves will start dying over decades. The other thing we've learned about this process is that it begins long before any symptoms begin to appear. It's even estimated that it may begin 3 or 4 decades before we develop any symptoms at all, like memory loss or difficulty with our movement. So something is happening very early in the brain, 20, 30 years before any symptoms develop. What they've discovered is that one of the things that's occurring is the loss of the ability of these cells in certain parts of the brain to produce adequate energy. The other thing is that once that occurs, then they start developing inflammation. The brain's innate immune system begins to activate itself. And when it does, it starts secreting harmful substances in the brain like glutamate, which is an excitotoxin, and inflammatory chemicals called cytokines. So this process is what we're seeing. Now, there's a whole host of things that can precipitate it, and that's, the field of neurotoxicology. We're exposed to environmental agents every day that can trigger this progressive process in our brain.
Hold that thought, Russell. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead.
So when we start looking at, what are the things that trigger this process, this loss of energy, this inflammation, this excitotoxicity, what we find is that things like aluminum, mercury, cadmium, tin, lead can trigger this process. We know that certain chemicals like pesticides, herbicides, can also trigger the process. We know that repeated head trauma can trigger the process. Little small strokes that occur in the brain, these micro strokes, that occur very subtly. They're difficult to diagnose clinically in the beginning. They can add up, and they begin to produce this same process. Certain infections, like chronic viral infections of the brain, one of them is the herpes simplex virus, and they find out it hides in the brain, and it's in a latent situation, but then it can activate itself periodically, and when it does, it produces this inflammation and excitotoxicity in the brain. So what we have is all these different things seem to be operating through a central type process. The mode of treatment of this, or trying to prevent these things from causing, of course, number one is remove as many of them from your life as you can. Don't use pesticides and herbicides indoors. Try to minimize them out of doors. Use more natural ways to control insects. Avoid aluminum. Aluminum's in a lot of foods, like a thing that have baking powder in it, pancakes, biscuits. These kind of things have aluminum. Black tea is very high in aluminum. Lead exposure, you want to minimize. That comes from the water faucet. When the water's fluoridated, avoid fluoride. These kind of things are going to reduce your risk level. But then I got to looking at, well, what are ways to reduce brain inflammation in this whole process? Well, we know one of the things that occurs is the brain starts to age. And when it starts to age at around age 23, 24, we see some changes. And one of them is the loss of critical types of fats in the brain called lipids. So when we looked at the research and said, it said that if you supply this in the diet, you can replace these lost lipids in the brain. That's things like phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine, etc.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as Russell was just saying, that there are really so many things that are toxic to the brain. Aluminum, certainly aluminum in so many things, and we get it in biscuits, it's in baking soda. And certainly you want to avoid this if you possibly can. And there's so many toxins that we come into contact with, fluoride and lead. Avoid these things, but they all are neurotoxic to the brain, and they begin then to trigger this whole cycle of inflammation and glutamate release and certainly cytokine release and destruction. And so basically then what can we do? Well, of course, Russell was just saying that one of the things that we've noticed, when you get up 24, 25, you begin to lose some of the normal fats that are in the brain, a large content of fat in the brain, but it can be actually replaced by diet. So you pick the story up there, please.
Yeah, some of these, what we call the phosphatidyl-type compounds, like phosphatidyl choline, phosphatidyl serine, you can replace by eating these, put them in your diet, and take it as a supplement. Another important fat for the brain is the omega-3 fatty acids. The one the brain uses most, the component most, is called DHA. You can get this as a pure supplement or a high-content supplement. Well, the brain uses a very large amount of DHA for its function, all of its synapses. The membranes are made of DHA. If you don't have it in your diet, you begin to lose it, and the brain becomes very vulnerable to damage. So we know these things are very important in protecting the brain. The other thing we said is one of the earliest changes in brain disorders is the loss of the ability of these cells to produce adequate energy. Well, we know the B vitamins play a very important role in energy production in the brain, and it requires a continuous supply of a large amount of these B vitamins, like thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, folate, B12. These things are used by the brain continuously. We know other things increase brain energy, like L-carnitine, L-carnitine, vitamin K, coenzyme Q10. All of these things are used to generate energy in the brain, and there's a growing amount of research indicating that this can help protect the brain against this excitotoxic process, and protect it against free radicals as well. Another thing that is occurring in this same process is a very large buildup of free radicals in the brain. We know that if we begin to age, the number of free radicals in the brain increase substantially. But in people who have degenerative brain disorders, like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, the number of these free radicals increases dramatically. And it's progressive all the way through the disease. The more advanced the disease, the higher the number of these free radicals. These free radicals damage the fats in the brain, a process that we call lipid peroxidation. And then that causes further damage as well. Well, when we look in through the literature to see, well, what kind of compounds, naturally occurring compounds, will powerfully protect the brain against these free radicals. Well, most of us know the vitamins do, like vitamin C and vitamin E. That's pretty well known, but what's less well known is that there's even more powerful antioxidants that occur in food substances, what we call flavonoids. A number of these flavonoids are the really stars in the free radical protection, things like hesperidin, which is a flavonoid you see commonly in oranges. Quercetin, which is the most commonly found flavonoid, is found in onions and peas, and most plants have quercetin in it. Another extremely powerful antioxidant is called curcumin, which is a flavonoid taken from the spice turmeric. Curcumin is an extremely powerful antioxidant that will neutralize all kinds of free radicals as well as lipid peroxidation products. Ferulic acid, which is very common in fruits. White tea extract. The white tea, which is the youngest tea leaf, has extremely high content of catechins, which are very protective of the brain, and has very low or almost no aluminum or fluoride, which you find in black tea. So the white tea has the greatest benefit. The other is a extract of the milk thistle plant, which is called silymarin. Silymarin protects the liver, your detoxification center in the body, and it also is a very powerful protectant of the brain, protects the brain against inflammation, activation of its immune system that gets overactivated. Silymarin will cool that down. One of the special types of vitamin E called tocotrienol is a very powerful protectant of the brain, and a number of studies have shown this, that it protects the membranes, it protects all the little portions in the cell, like the mitochondria, protects them against damage by free radicals. And it seems to be even more powerful than vitamin E itself. Gamma tocopherol, which is a form of the vitamin E. Vitamin E is made of a number of components. The gamma tocopherol not only is a powerful antioxidant, but it also is a powerful anti-inflammatory. That is, it reduces inflammation of the brain. So when you mix it with the other parts of vitamin E, like the alpha tocopherol, you get a very powerful protecting effect. So that combination of tocotrienol and the other tocopherols together makes up an extremely powerful network to protect the brain against damage by free radicals. Another compound that is getting a lot of interest in the neuroscience world is R-lipoic acid, which is a natural compound in your body. And what it does is it will neutralize free radicals very powerfully, but it also restores the ability of other vitamins to neutralize free radicals. So it has a double role. It's found in every cell in the body. The more you have, the more protection you have in your body.
And, of course, these are all things that are found in nature, and none of them are really patentable as such, but, of course, they all really lead to a healthy body, but specifically a healthy brain, because that's what we're talking about. How to protect the brain from these degenerative processes, which are becoming ever more prevalent because, of course, of all the toxicity we're exposed to releases the free radicals that begin to establish the inflammation. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Because what you're trying to do in protecting the brain, you've got to look at all the things that's occurring in the brain that's causing the harm, the inflammation, the excitotoxicity, the free radical generation, the loss of energy, and particularly the chronic smoldering inflammation that's occurring in the brain over many decades. So what you want is a mixture of these compounds that are naturally found that will accomplish all of these goals. Well, that's the goal I had in trying to put together a group of supplements compounds that would protect the brain against this immuno-excitotoxic process, boost its energy supply, and protect it against free radical damage. So basically what we're looking at is all the different processes that are going on in this brain as it begins to age and when it's exposed to these toxic substances, because they're all acting through this same process. But there's additional benefits as well. Many of these compounds, for instance, curcumin, hesperidin, quercetin, silymarin, are also potent at inhibiting cancer development. So you not only get the protection against degeneration of your brain, but at the same time, you're getting protection against development of cancer in the brain and the rest of the body as well. And these things are not only working in the brain, but they're accomplishing the same thing in all your organs and tissues, your heart, your lungs, kidneys, etc. And another additional benefit is there's a considerable amount of research that's indicating that you can alter someone's behavior positively by supplying certain nutrients. In other words, just the B vitamins and the vitamin C and E has been shown to have some dramatic effects in improving behavior when they looked at juvenile delinquents, for instance. Just giving them these combinations of the B vitamins, their behavior improved considerably. They looked at prison inmates. They did the same thing, gave them a supplement with these B vitamins in it, and they had less problems in the prison, less violence, less breaking of rules. When they looked at people in school, the children in schools, they found the same thing. Their grade average began to go up. The behavioral problems began to go down as long as they gave them these supplements. So there's some very, very positive effects that go beyond just trying to prevent disease and degeneration of the brain. We're seeing some very positive effects on behavior and learning, ability to remember. So this is a rather profound combination of effects that we're seeing. One of the things that's of great interest to me now is the effects on psychological diseases, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, obsessive compulsive disorder. Many of these are being found to be caused by the same process that's benefited by this group of compounds.
In fact, you actually have a DVD that we carry. I think, what is it, Diet and Behavior?
Yeah, Nutrition and Behavior.
Nutrition and Behavior. I think this is very important. Well, our guest is, of course, Dr. Russell Blaylock, talking about what you can do to try to ward off the devastating effects of inflammation of the brain. Russell, go right ahead.
Well, As I say, I've done a lot of research looking at these things and the effect on brain processes and just...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Not double-blind studies, but just people who are having problems and how much better they felt, and really dramatic improvement as far as the ability to think. So pick up the story there.
Well, and that's what most people are concerned about. You know, when I would practice neurosurgery, I told my secretaries, I said, I'm just amazed how many young people are coming in and telling me they're having difficulty with their memory. I said, you know, when I was 20 years old, I could remember anything. You know, I never had any complaint of my memory. But I've even had 25-year-olds come in and say they're afraid they have Alzheimer's disease. Well, this was quite shocking because none of us when we were growing up had that kind of problem. But I was seeing it more and more in these very young people. So the fact that in our society we're having so many people with this difficulty, I began to research it and found out, well, there's a lot of things in our environment that didn't exist or was not in that concentration 30 or 40 years ago when I was growing up. And when you look at it, the concentration of these things like aluminum and mercury and lead and cadmium and pesticides and herbicides, it's just increased enormously. We're over-vaccinating our population. The vaccines have toxic aluminum in it in very high concentrations. So most young people now are being inundated with a lot of brain toxins, things that put stress on their brain. They're living in an age when there's a lot of psychological stress. So we know stress aggravates the toxicity of all these elements. So I can see that people are going to have to do something to protect their brain. And this is why we're seeing this increase in suicide rates, increased depression, increased psychological problems, behavioral problems, learning problems, that is just growing astronomically, particularly among our young people. So you wonder what's going to happen to them when they reach their 50s.
Well, Russell, how can people learn more about this brain repair formula?
Well, they can go to www.newportnutritionals.com. That's NEWPORTNUTRITINALS.com.
Now, I would just comment, our regular listeners could go to our website, radioliberty.com, and scan down the lead page. And there's a link to the Newport Nutritional. Actually, they do advertise with us, and we have a direct link to them, and we do appreciate their help and support for Radio Liberty. But, of course, we think it's a very, very effective product, and certainly I know a lot of our listeners have tried it and they seem to be very pleased. We've never had anybody really who complained at all about it. So basically they can go to Newport Nutritional or go to our website, scan down the page to the point where it talks about Blaylock, and I think it's right at the very top of the list there, and you can go directly to their website.
Well, yeah, I think that would be easy, is just go through your website and go directly through that link.
And basically, of course, it's hard to remember all these links, but you can remember radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, once you get on the lead page, you can't possibly miss it. Well, we're going to have to let you go. I know we're going to have to leave at the half hour. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this evening as far as really the real problem we're facing? You've mentioned in the past how diesel fumes will affect the brain. There's so many toxicity we're subject to, and this is one reason we have so many people with brain and mental and behavioral problems. And I think your DVD, Nutrition and Behaviors, really gives tremendous insight into this. And some people with really psychiatric problems have improved dramatically on proper nutrition. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I think that's what we need to start realizing, that the answer to a lot of these questions are very simple. Change your diet, take a few supplements that are known to improve the brain and protect the brain, and we have to start looking after ourselves. One of the things they found, just living in big cities increases your risk of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's tremendously. So if you live in a big city, you need protection against these toxins, and this is a way to do it. It's a combination of what I've researched to be some of the most powerful brain protectants and repair systems.
Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, and we're going to have open lines the next half hour, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. God bless. Russell, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, Russell could only stay with us for half an hour this evening, so we're going to have open lines. If you have anything you would like to talk about, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was just looking at, of course, at President Obama's speech, where he was talking about by the year 2035, 80% of the energy used in the United States will be clean energy. And, of course, he's talking about coming from solar, coming from wind power. And, of course, people say, gee, that really sounds good. And, of course, all the new jobs are going to be created by switching from fuel. We'll be energy independent. We won't have to you'll be using the old-fashioned forms of energy. And what he's really talking about is the deindustrialization of America. This is the program of the Kyoto Protocol, those people who hate America. Why? Well, because, of course, when the sun doesn't shine, where do you get your electricity? Or when the wind doesn't blow, where do you get your electricity? Solar and wind energy cost three times as much as regular electricity, and they've already raised the price. And the smart meters they're installing all across America are intended to raise the cost of electricity and power so we can get you to use less. I mean, after all, why should you have electricity and live a comfortable life with air conditioning when the people in Africa are sweltering in the heat? And so basically, the smart meters, basically, so they will know how much electricity you're using any time. The next point coming down the line is the smart grid and then the smart appliances. And by 2012, 2013, you're going to have to get washing machines and dryers and refrigerators with smart chips in them. And then, of course, the government can simply turn it off, turn down your air conditioning. What right should you have to use so much electricity when so many people in the world don't have electricity? And you say that's crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the plan of Agenda 21. Everything regulated. After all, we're running out of water. We're running out of oil. We're running out of natural resources. We're running out of electricity. Oh, we've got to have government regulate everything or we're going to be in real trouble. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's no problem facing America today that a new program won't make worse. The problem, the real problem is government interference in everything. They've driven up the cost of medical care to astronomical levels. When I got started practicing medicine, an office visit was $4, a consultation was $25. That was for an hour extensive consultation on people. And suddenly, I think it was $400 to nail a hip. And surgical costs were negligible. The hospitalization costs were negligible. We had county hospitals. Nobody went out medical care. And now, of course, they've closed down all the county hospitals. They've driven the cost of medicine up to the point where doctors can't afford to give their time. We used to give a lot of our time to take care of the people who couldn't afford it. We had a wonderful community society, but you see, there are people who wanted to wreck America, and they knew that socialism would do it. And this whole movement was financed by people of great wealth who wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Now, according to the Constitution, you can't do that. First of all, if you listen to President Obama's speech last night, he kept referring to our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. You read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, the constitutions of all 50 states, and you'll never once find the use of the word democracy, other than, of course, to decry it in the 10th of the Federalist Papers. James Madison wrote, you know, democracies, they are spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Democracies are as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. You notice how the tempo of violence is picking up all across America? And it's not because people have guns. It's because people aren't allowed to have guns to protect themselves from either, of course, the criminals who are prowling our streets or the criminals who sit within the halls of government, who are paid and bribed regularly with campaign contributions and rewards. And then, of course, when they leave office, why, they get fancy jobs as lobbyists, fabulous sums of money. Bill Clinton left the White House, sort of in disgrace because of his sexual escapades and, of course, tremendous debts to pay off his lawyers who defended him against the charges of criminal activity. They should have been criminal charges, but Bill Clinton, of course, was deeply in debt. Last thing I heard, the Bill Clinton Foundation had received almost $500 million from generous donors who really appreciated his fine moral standards and outstanding leadership of America. Bill Clinton was given, as soon as he left office, a contract to write a book. Now, he got a $10 million advance for writing a book. The Pope, the leader of the Catholic Church with 1.25 billion followers around the world, only got $8 billion for his book, but Bill Clinton got $10 billion for his book, Hillary got $8 billion for their book, and they're doing very well. Bill Clinton gets all these speaking engagements, $50,000, $100,000 to give a talk. That's how the payoffs are done, ladies and gentlemen. It's returned for services rendered. And basically, if you can convince the American people we are a democracy, then, of course, our leaders can do whatever they want to. They can provide for us from the cradle to the grave, control us. And then who is going to control the people who control us? It is what I call the brotherhood of darkness, this cabal of people of great wealth who have a different agenda. But what most people have missed is that behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And that is, of course, the subject of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, Hope of the Wicked. And, of course, we certainly are suggesting people get my talk on the forbidden secret. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, so you'll be able to understand what we're talking about. And we simply quote George Bush's first inaugural address, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Who in heaven's name is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm? And of course, George Bush didn't mention it once. He mentioned it twice, and he concluded the first inaugural address with, you know, the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. But nobody calls your attention to it. You hear it. It goes in one ear and out the other. And then in the second inaugural address, about the paragraph or two before the end, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Well, what was this ancient hope he was talking about? Why was he talking about an ancient hope? What is the ancient hope? Well, the ancient hope is the new order of the ages. And what is the new order of the ages? Go to your internet, get on your computer, type in new order of the ages on your search engine, and what does it come up with? Novus Odorus Ichlorum, and you'll look at the back of your dollar bill, you'll see it inscribed beneath the occult pyramid, capped by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer on the back of the dollar bill. Once you begin to understand that, and understand, of course, that George W. Bush, his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, his grandfather, Prescott Bush, there were about six present members of at least six members of the Bush family have been members of a secret society, so secret that nobody who belongs would dare ever tell you what it's about. Those people who've been able to sneak in under one way or another will tell you there all sorts of swastikas adorned the walls of the secret society that George W. Bush was a member of, and of course they have Geronimo's skull there. The Indians have tried to get him back. The tribal elders have tried to get it back. But members of the Skull and Bones are above the law. And George, isn't it interesting we had two members of Skull and Bones recently as presidents of the United States as we're losing progressively our freedom and our country? Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How you doing?
No complaints at all. What did you want to talk about? Something about the birds?
Yeah, I'm getting back to you regards to what we spoke about last time, and I was trying to make sense of it, and I just came up with the idea maybe it has to do with where we are now, our solar system, in regards to the equator of our Milky Way galaxy, where there is something like, usually, normally, there's 30 billion electron volts within that equator, and they have detected back, I think, in 2003 or so, or two, that they detected something like 3.5 trillion electron volts. So now here's another thing that I just found out from NASA's scientists. They launched a satellite to probe above the Earth. See, our Earth is protected what they call a magnetosphere. And this is a bubble which encapsulates our Earth and protects our Earth from solar storms or any gamma ray bursts that might try to enter into our Earth. Our magnetosphere protects us from those harmful rays.
Right.
Now, when they launched that particular satellite to study that in 07, they found out there's a huge gaping hole in our magnetosphere the size of four Earths, which leaves us totally unprotected.
Well, Joe, there are lots of explanations for the birds. I think the first thing you have to understand is that there are not one, but a number of episodes. I mean, somebody had sent me a list, and we checked it out. Certainly about 20 instances, just very recently, of large bird die-offs, of course, fish die-offs. And the question is why? Well, some people say the Department of Agriculture was trying to kill the birds because they're interfering with the crops, and they've got a great story that explains that. And there are other people who say, no, it's the spring that the government is doing, the aluminum they're putting up there. Or maybe they're putting something poisonous in the atmosphere. And other people say it's the harp. They're using harp and the death beam to do it. And quite frankly, I don't know what it is. I got a lot of questions. I believe it's a real phenomenon. I think it foreshadows something perhaps significant, or maybe they're playing games with our minds. But I think your points are well made. Anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
Well, here's the other thing I'd just leave you with, and the audience, is this. We are fast approaching this particular time where the Mayans and a lot of different cultures have prophesied that in 2012 exactly. But you see, here's the other thing. This fellow by the name of Patrick Garrell has studied the codes of the Egyptians as well as the Mayans. And these two particular ancient cultures have learned of the sunspot cycle. Now, we are at our sun right now happens to be very quiet, and we are at the top of its solar maximum. And what they don't understand is how come we are at that top of that solar maximum, and the sun seems to be kind of quiet. And according to those ancient cultures, they said when that sun would heat up, then that would be very significant.
Okay,
for,
well, if you, something, I believe something very dangerous is going to be happening in the next couple of years. But God bless, Joe, and thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I would simply mention we do have an excellent book. It's called Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012 is written by our good friend Tom Horn. I do write the foreword to the book, and not much to say that it's really significant. But as I analyze what Tom said, he has a lot of great information in there. He actually got into the House of the Temple there in Washington, D.C., found out who the major the donors were for the House of the Temple, and who do you think had given $1 million to the House of the Temple there, this occult center, one of the occult centers for the entire nation? Why, the Bush Foundation. Isn't that interesting, the George Herbert Walker Bush Foundation? Well, and then, of course, just about 2 weeks ago, why Tom's farmhouse burned down, and I hope you pray for him and Sydney, for his family. It's a terrible, traumatic thing when your house burns down. I haven't been able to reach him to find out what happened. The other thing is our good friend John Stormer, who wrote the book, None Dare Call It Treason, back in 1964. And that book, of course, launched the conservative movement in America. John, I talked to just this last Friday, and he was in the hospital Saturday with pneumonia and some other infections. Sounded good, but he asked for prayers. And if you know John, if you don't, he's one of the great giants of the conservative movement. So keep him in your prayers. He's a personal friend. I feel privileged to come to know him and to have shared rooms with him on many occasions. And truly a devout Christian I've learned a great deal from. John Stormer, None Dare Call It Treason. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you have a question or comment. Right now, though, let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Compton, California. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Doc. How are you?
Doing real well. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I heard somebody that I've come to know and trust have a couple of doctors on his show. You probably heard this already. And they were saying that the vaccines had nothing to do with autism. And I was kind of taken aback because I definitely believe they do. It was Dr. Dobson's show, and he had two supposedly reputable doctors on there saying it's a myth.
Sorry, now, who was this? Who was program?
Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family.
All right, fine. Dr. Dobson is a noble and righteous man, but he doesn't understand a lot of these things. He's a member of the Council on National Policy, and of course you go to that, and they just give you all sorts of lies, and they bring in people, all these experts. The evidence is there. All you have to do is get the Simpsonwood report. It was a top secret report put out by the CDC. We carry it. And, of course, the other thing, of course, would be Dr. David Ayoub's DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because when you get the DVD, we sent along a CD-ROM with several thousand pages of the scientific data on the relationship to of vaccines to autism. They've done the studies. Believe me, there's an organized effort to confuse this issue and get people to poison their children. Well, Eric, so I know Dr. Dobson. I've met him. I've talked to him. I have the greatest respect for him, but he doesn't know anything about this. And I've really saddened.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Won't let you grasp how evil these people are, Dr. Stan, and it will not let you understand. And I just thank you for all the information and thank you for you, Dr. Stan, for being there.
God bless.
I'll get you something in the mail. That's a promise this week.
Thanks very much, Eric. And please keep us in your prayers. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do have a few advertisers of products we think are good. But, of course, it's primarily people out across America who believe in what we're doing and keep us on the air and on the 60 outlets we have every single week. So people are learning. People are beginning to put this together. And in, at least in some instances, people are coming into a personal relationship with our Lord because that's what it's all about. And that is all that's going to sustain us in the time that lies ahead. And remember, of course, freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to the commandments of God. And somebody called me today and told me that was a very, very profound thought, and it intrigued him a great deal, and I believe that with all my heart. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do, but what you should do according to God's commandments. Well, certainly, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need, of course, to see the three-part DVD series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and I have a small part in each one, but it's not what I have to say. Chris Pinto did a magnificent job. In The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, three DVDs, you can get them together at a reduced rate or get them as individuals. They're well worthwhile. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked, The Hope of the Wicked. And then, of course, we're recommending now my talk on the forbidden secret. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, so you can verify everything we talk about and read George W. Bush's speeches. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones. It's one of the most powerful secret societies in the world today. And isn't it interesting? It provided us with both presidential candidates. I mean, there are only probably 600 or 800 people living at any one time, members of Skull and Bones. And both political candidates for the presidency in 2004 came from the same secret society. And Tim Russert asked both George W. Bush and John Kerry on nationwide television about the secret society. And both of them said, it's so secret we can't discuss it. And, well, of course, you remember what happened to Tim Russert. Under any circumstances, probably just a coincidence, but there's certain things you're not supposed to ask on, questions you're not supposed to ask on nationwide television. It's like Mrs. Bhutto, she was the candidate for president of Pakistan, interviewed by Corden Frost, and you can see this up on our website, radioliberty.com, under other videos on the web. And Mrs. Bhutto said, why, Osama bin Laden's been dead. Everybody knows he's been dead for a long time. And you never guess what happened. A few weeks later, Mrs. Bhutto was assassinated, and her assassins have never been found. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Certainly, the people responsible for what happened on September 11th have never been found. You need to get Richard Gage's DVD if you have any question what happened that day. You need to watch Building 7 come down. Building 7 came down at 5:20 in the evening, wasn't hit by a plane. It was a controlled demolition. We have a four-tape set called Why Do the Buildings Come Down? When I interview a gentleman, his job was to work with controlled demolitions. He was there the day afterwards. I asked him, was this a controlled demolition? He said, 99% sure. And, of course, fascinating information, Lauro Chavez interviews. He was at CENTCOM headquarters. There was a stand-down order that morning. There were all sorts of exercises simulating terrorist hijacking planes. Lauro Chavez disappeared after our interview. We've never been able to track him down. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And this next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana. And I'm going to ask Ari to go ahead and to get Carol on the line so we can talk to her. Carol Matriciana is our guest for this next hour. And she has a fascinating story. In fact, I've done a lot of interviews with Carol. And we did an interview the other morning, which really I think was the best program we'd ever done. And basically, we were talking about a new program that is being put forward by the man who leads Christianity in America today. He's been called America's pastor, who now is the leader of American Christianity, now that Billy Graham has simply slipped into the background. And basically, this is a man named Rick Warren from Saddleback Church in Southern California. And Time Magazine, that paragon of the Brotherhood of Darkness, certainly it is the flagship publication, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, of these evil men who rule the world, had actually talked about, of course, Rick Warren, and they named him America's pastor, the man who leads American Christianity. But the question is, where is he leading American Christianity? Now, certainly Rick Warren can talk Christianese with the best of them. I mean, he really can. He knows how to appeal to Christians. But he has a different view of what's going on. He's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, their goal is a one-world government and a one-world religion, and not based upon Christianity. They want to destroy Christianity. Basically, these people want to destroy Christianity. Why do you think that they said they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Now you say, well, that wasn't the Council on Foreign Relations, that was the Masons. You're right, but of course both the people who founded the organization, that the CFR was a front for, now the CFR is a front for the Round Table, that was a front for the Association of Helpers, that was founded by an inner core led by Cecil Rhodes, who was a Mason, and the people who surrounded him were Masons or members of the Society for Psychical Research in Great Britain, and or Theosophy or Spiritualism, that was William Stead. They were all in one or another form of the occult. And the Council on Foreign Relations grew out of that. Its goal is one world government. Oh, today, why we're open, you know, we have conferences all the time, and why we even have a new headquarters right there in Washington, D.C., just down from the State Department. But they control our government. Their people, and of course the Trilateral Commission, which they birthed, are the controlling force here, the counterpart in Great Britain. The Royal Institute for International Affairs is the ruling power in Great Britain. The Parliament is simply they're irrelevant, just exactly as Congress is irrelevant here. The decisions about what's going to happen are made by this elite group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. It goes beyond the Council. Certainly it involves Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the family, and certainly Opus Dei, and certainly a cult Catholic organizations and occult Protestant organizations. There is a vast network of people out there whose loyalty is not to America and to the God of the Bible, but to a one-world government and a different God. And we'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, Carol, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. You are so knowledgeable about incredible occult networking behind the network.
but what we want to hear about is not what I know. What we want to hear about is what you know. And I was fascinated by our last interview, which is why I was so pleased you were going to be with us again, talking about this new program that is being put forward by not only by Saddleback Church with its, 20,000 members or 40,000? How many members do they have there?
Well, Rick Warren in his Saddleback Church in Southern California in Orange County has 22,000 people, but it's called the eighth largest church in America, Dr. Stan, but what makes it so incredibly powerful and influential is that Rick Warren, as you probably know, as your listeners know, is the author of a book called The Purpose-Driven Life, which also is a purpose-driven church, purpose-driven marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And out of that, he birthed this sort of purpose-driven movement, and that network has 40,000 pastors worldwide in multi-sites around the globe that are connected into his purpose-driven movement, if you will, which is all part of this sort of Saddleback conglomeration, you know. So when he does something, when he wants to lose 90 pounds, which is what he wanted to do, he was very influential in not only encouraging his church to lose weight with him, and that came about because he says that last year when he was baptizing about 80 people, he noticed that there was quite a bit of obesity in his church. So at the end of 2010, he launched the Decade of Destiny. That is the next 10 years where he is going to bring in new spirituality, new health, new financial systems, new this and that and all this other stuff. But he launched his Decade of Destiny with his health and wellness program on January the 15th, last weekend, in a plan called the Daniel Plan. Now, he said that his Daniel Plan was based on the prophet Daniel, who...
Hold that thought, Carol. We'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carol is simply pointing out that the Saddleback Church in Southern California in Orange County has about 22,000 members, but they interlock with a purpose-driven network of ministers, 40,000 ministers throughout the world. And Rick Warren, of course, directs this whole vast movement. And, of course, they have launched a Decade of Destiny, 2011, the Decade of Destiny. And they launched it here about a week or so ago with a meeting there at the Saddleback Church. And, of course, they're talking about health. Well, certainly, I agree with that. We need healthier people. We have a lot of people who are overweight, and of course, a lot of that is due to the fact they're poisoning us with aspartame, but they're never going to bring that out on the media at all. Aspartame, the artificial sweetener, is known that you feed it to cattle just before you slaughter them so they get fat, and they put it in everything from the chewing gum we give to our children to the pills we give to our children into Smucker's jam and into diet colas and... Every place you go, it's a deadly poison. They know that. It's carcinogenic. They know that. It produces a tumor, certainly convulsions. They know that. It produces attention deficit disorders. They know that. They're poisoning our people. But Rick Warren's using the obesity epidemic, and instead of identifying the cause, and what we need is more exercise and certainly better nutrition, we've launched a decade of the whole a decade of destiny. So I'm going to let Carol tell you about this meeting. Was this, what, a week ago or so that this...
Yes, it was Saturday before last.
All right, fine. You go ahead and you tell the story, because I think this is so vitally important, because, of course, health is wonderful, but what else are they pushing besides proper nutrition?
Well, I think this was the most horrible aspect of it. You know, we have to sort of go back just to do a little bit of history on Rick Warren to understand that... Rick is part of this huge, great, big idea of bringing in a one-world religion, and which he masterminded in 2005, launched with his peace plan, so that all religions, all people of all faiths, including Muslims and Hindus, could all work together for peace and bring about global wellness. And eradicate AIDS and bring in good health, etc., etc. But which is all very good. I'm not saying, Dr. Stan, we as Christians should reach out to the undeveloped world. But the most incredible message that Jesus Christ asked us to pass on to everybody for the well-being of their eternal souls was to make them disciples. We're told as a church to go and make disciples of all nations and look after their spiritual well-being. But Rick Warren has aligned himself with Dominion Thinking and Kingdom Now theologists, replacement theologists, that say that the world has to be made better before Jesus Christ can return. So here we have what's called a social gospel, which is coming through the merging churches, the leftist social churches, the social agenda coming through liberal Christianity, and that has sort of been around for the last 10, 20 years. I mean, when we made our film, God's the New Age, we were warning about New Ageism and Eastern spirituality being on the fringes, on the outskirts of the evangelical church. We saw it coming in through people like Robert Schuller and Richard Foster, who were propagating, promoting Eastern mysticism, transcendental meditation, etc., etc., positive thinking. Robert Schuller pushed for the dream, the visualization of what you can co-create. And of course, he took that from his mentor, Norman Vincent Peale, who of course was plugged into occultists behind that. And so one saw that in the mid-80s. And when we came out with our film, Gods of the New Age, and I wrote my book on the same title, it was sort of warning the evangelical church to be aware of this. So now we have Rick Warren, who is called by Time magazine second only to Billy Graham as one of the 25 top most influential American evangelicals. So here, his proposition is to target the evangelicals. That was done through the peace program, and now 5 years later, we see him launching his Decade of Destiny, and through this wellness program, is now moving us into another global aspect of our one world religion. Now, very, very cleverly, he does it through the Daniel Plan, based on our prophet Daniel, who, you know, he says that the story, of course, is that Daniel and his three men, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, did not want to eat foods offered in pagan ritual ceremonies to pagan gods. Well, the way that Rick Warren worded it was that Daniel didn't want to eat the king's rich food, and so we have to look after our diet and health care, etc., etc. And he launched Saddleback Church as the test for, now get this, the bigger picture, Orange County community, for Riverside, for Orange County, so that Orange County would be the most healthiest state in America. So now we have a church, a man who wants to lose 90 pounds, influencing his church to be more healthy so that the state of California, the Orange County, could be the healthiest state. So, incredibly interesting, all based on Bible verses that he pulled out to support everything. And he then said that he took three of the leading experts, three leading doctors, who he wanted to use as men that he says that in the last month I've placed myself under the care of three friends that are all doctors. Yes, that are all doctors. Dr. Daniel Amen, who wrote Change Your Brain, Change Your Body. Dr. Mahmoud Oz, which is, of course, the famous Dr. Oz that Oprah Winfrey has been promoting for the last 5 years, who was on a show with her and now has his own show, and Dr. Mark Hyman. Now, interestingly, these three men, Dr. Mahmoud Oz is a Muslim, is religion of choice, is Islam, and Dr. Hyman is a Jew, practicing Jew, and Dr. Daniel Amen claims to be a Christian. However, he practices what's called Kirtan Yoga, where you hold your finger, your thumb and your fingers together, and for 12 minutes a day, loudly say Satana, Satana, S-A-T-A-N-A-M-A.
That sounds very much like Satan to me.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan. Honestly, it's not difficult to connect the dots here, that here is somebody invoking Satan through a yoga, and all three of these doctors, Muslim, Jew, and so-called Christian, who practices Eastern meditation, all advocate and promote transcendental meditation. In fact, Dr. Oz promotes Reiki. Reiki is a hands-on, it's a chilling occult medicine, if you will, a healing, Japanese healing practice, where you lay hands on an individual, and the laying on of hands actually brings thousands. citizens of other hands, and this is what clients say when they're under the spell or under the healing process, that many hands, they feel many hands on them. And of course, these Reikis, Reiki deities or astral beings, are called Reiki masters, who come and fill the individual with healing. And Dr. Oz says that his family have been doing this for years, and his wife is a Reiki master. So here we have Rick Warren, who is this influential so-called Christian pastor who uses all these various scriptures from Psalms and Corinthians and Deuteronomy, etc., etc., bringing in, first of all, passionately presenting biblical admonitions in pursuit of bodily health, but at the same time, the doctors that he calls in are New Agers, Eastern mystics, those who promote Eastern meditation, who call it a science, who have got all sorts of statistics for saying how it works to change the brain, etc., etc. So not only, the scary thing here is that while in one sense the Daniel Plan is introducing 6,000 people that particular morning were at this session, not counting all the satellite programs that were tuned in, but the initial launching of this went out through Health and Wellness, and of course all the congregants can now tap into the books of these doctors that have all written books. In fact, Dr. Daniel Amen has co-authored a book with a tantric practitioner, and Tantra is the blacker side of yoga meditation, which stimulates very high profile demonic intrusion into one's life. So here is Rick Warren telling everybody that he that these three doctors are his friends. He supports them. He says that these health and wellness experts, he gives them enthusiastic and unqualified endorsement. But for me, the more worrying thing was Dr. Hyman. Dr. Mark Hyman, that sort of came under the radar, if you will, he is the founder and medical director of the Ultra Wellness Center. He advises Dr. Oz's Health Core group, and he's a nominee to President Obama's advisory group on prevention, health promotion, and integrative and public health. So now here we have the bigger picture of what's happening. That Dr. Hyman...
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. That Dr. Hyman practices what is known as functional medicine.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. But ladies and gentlemen, we got problems. Go right ahead, Carol.
Well...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called menopause support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.99 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Many of these ideas are founded in the occult. And basically, of course, what they did is they had these three gentlemen, all endorsed by Rick Warren, one a Muslim, one a practicing Jew, another, of course, a man who professes to be a Christian who wants you, of course, to get into yoga and have your thumb and index finger, together as you chant over and over again, Santana. Santana, Santana, as if that mantra has some significance. Well, I think it does. And suddenly, if we read occult literature, it's like Sanat Kamora. They keep talking about Sanat Kamora. That's Satan. Santana, of course, is another name for Satan. People do not understand, but the thrust of this meeting held at Saddleback, they talked about how people cannot succeed without communal living. And Saddleback is going to lead the world into this communal living. It almost sounds like sustainable living, like the whole thing is going to be we all get together, and of course this is support one another in this effort to change our lives and get healthy. Go right ahead, Carol.
Absolutely, and the plot thickens because all of this is based on the United Nations Agenda 21, which is to restructure society. Your listeners can go to Google just Google up the published document of the United Nations, the Agenda 21, and look at the idea. They'll hear terms like sustainable development, sustainable living, smart growth, going green, etc., etc. All of this is part of the United Nations Agenda 21.
And that is the agenda for the 21st century, published by the United Nations, available from Radio Liberty. Not the only the United Nations one, but the original one was done here in Santa Cruz, where I live. We offer that as well. And it goes right along with the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the three legs of this whole move towards transforming the world doing away with freedom, increasing government control over our lives so that we can have a sustainable future, a sustainable and healthy future. Go ahead.
Yes, we must keep in the health, because, you see, this is the way that these people were conned in Saddleback Church. And I truly believe this is the most unbelievable con, because, you know, what we've got to understand, I mean, the way that I can sharpen my discernment is I go back to the Bible. I'm continually looking at the Bible's opinion, God's opinion, what's been written in God's Word, how He develops truth, how He explains truth, how He tells us what living is all about. But I interviewed somebody who's been in Saddleback for the last 9 years. She came out of Saddleback a couple of years ago, but for 9 years, Dr. Stan, she and thousands of other Christians that were part of the campus, part of the Saddleback Church, never read the Bible. She never opened the Bible. She said that what happens is that every Sunday they go in, in fact, she trained to be a teacher. She was a 101 leader, 102 leader, 103, 104, which were the trainings that would take you up into leadership to be a teacher. And all of this is done through the three-pin binders, the binder notebook that has the three pins in them. And they give you the notes, and basically everything's done by PowerPoint at church with sermon notes. So you're given these pieces of paper that you can put into your three-ringed binder, and you fill out the lines and fill out the blanks on the topical subjects that Rick Warren and others teach about. And they may say a Bible verse or what the Bible verse says, but very similar to Rick Warren's purpose-driven church, purpose-driven life, purpose-driven marriage, the whole series of purpose-driven books. What happened was that he uses 13, or was it 15? I think he used 15 different translations, Bible translations, and more to the point, paraphrases. So a translation, you can't argue with that if you use it within its context. But paraphrases like Eugene Peterson's The Message is only Eugene Peterson's opinion on what the Bible says. So he twists things. So, for instance, in the Our Father prayer, it's Our Father. Instead of who art in heaven, it's as above, so below. Well, we know, those that have come from New Age backgrounds and occult backgrounds, that is an occult prayer and...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Carol, you go right ahead.
Well, I think I was... We were talking about how Rick Warren's church, how he teaches his mega church, the eighth largest church in America, with the 22,000 people that attend, who do not read from the Bible, do not carry Bibles, are not taught in a biblical fashion with the whole counsel of God, but little verses and snippets are taken out of 15 different translations in the purpose-driven movement books, And the verses are used, half a verse here, half a verse there, to substantiate Rick Warren's thesis. So here is the way that these people are taught, so that when doctors, so-called experts, come in teaching Eastern meditation or doctrines of demons or things that do not match up with the Bible, Rick Warren's congregation cannot test the spirits, as we're told to do in scriptures, to see if they come from God, because they don't know the scriptures, bless their heart. So here, you know, that the this particular Saturday where 6,000 people were pulled in to listen to Rick Warren's three doctors tell them all about their the various health initiatives that Rick wanted to introduce to the church, the attendees thought they were getting the Bible, thought they were getting Christian biblical encouragement and living, but they were being fed a bill of goods, if you will. And since when has a church been a fitness program? You know.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Carol. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carol is simply pointing out that this program, introduced a little over a week ago there at the Rick Warren Saddleback Church, was the whole idea of physical fitness, but of course a mental approach to this whole issue of health. And basically there's nothing wrong with trying to be healthy and eating right. But when you begin getting into transcendental meditation, when you're opening yourself to demonic spirits, when, of course, you're chanting a mantra involving Santana, when, of course, your whole thrust is changing your mental attitude, not based upon the Bible, but upon the alternative religious forces. And basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. There is another major religion out there. It's the Gnostic faith. First of all, you've got to change the narrow Christian faith that believes the Bible is the source of information. So you just don't read the Bible. You talk about the good things in the Bible. You talk about issues. But you do not study the scriptures. You do not found, you know, in anything. If you take 15 different translations of the Bible, which one's right? Are any of them right? And what they do, of course, is intentionally confuse Christians. Why would you do that? Well, because, of course, you don't destroy Christianity from without. Because, of course, there's resistance. You infiltrate it and you destroy it from within. Well, before we go on, Carol, I hope that you'll go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information, and then we'll get back to this incredible story of the new program, The Decade of Destiny. But how can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Well, thank you. We're actually in process of production of a multi-part series called Wide is the Gate, The Emerging New Christianity. And this, what we're talking about with Rick Warren, is going to be a part of this. So your listeners can actually go onto our webpage, www.caryl, that's for Caryl Productions, but the website is caryltv.com, caryltv.com, and they can click onto the 10-minute trailer, which will give them insight as to the upcoming multi-part series that's going to be covering all these different elements of how this new age, the old lie and the new age of the new age spirituality, now called Christian, is coming into the church. You know, a couple of years ago we made the movie Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, showing how yoga had come into the church. And one would say, well, you know, you can call it Christian yoga, but it can't be Christianized, because the whole point of yoga is to put us into an altered state of consciousness so that we reassess who we are. We're not sinners. We're actually potentially divine. We've got this serpent of divinity that lives within us, and we just have to awaken the serpent to come up the psychic centers and come up into our mind to change our mind. And all of this works in with this decade of change, with the idea of changing us from these, you know, with these terms, sustainable development, sustainable living, smart growth, going green, all of these sort of terms that will plug us into community living so that we break away from being independent. Now, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Rick Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he's also involved in Tony Blair Foundation, the One Campaign, the Manhattan Declaration. He spoke at the Muslim Park Affairs Council, and he was the one that gave the prayer at Obama's inauguration, and he prayed to Isa, which of course is a Muslim Jesus. The Muslims will tell us that Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran, but it is not the Jesus of the Bible. It's not the Trinity. It's not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Son, Jesus, part of the Trinity. It's Isa, who is this Muslim Jesus. And here is Rick Warren saying that we can get together praying with Muslims and Hindus and work together for a global society. And all of this is part of Rick Warren's coming together. You know, he's a signer of a common word between us and you, and he's also the signer of the Evangelical Climate Initiative. I mean, this is just a few of the things that Rick Warren, this extremely influential fellow that's called America's pastor, is able to influence hundreds of thousands of evangelical Christians worldwide. And here we see the beginning of the worldwide launch in this new the covenant with a sort of new community that, you know, that we can't be individuals any longer, that the only hope lies in community. And, you know, and of course, Rick Warren at the beginning of all of this did admit, I mean, I've tried to find some of these, the coverage, some of the press coverage now that was out a week ago, which has disappeared, but I'm trying to keep track of all these where he said that Orange County would be the first community, the test community. So here we have a church being able to drive a community to be the test community for this sort of new decade of change. It's absolutely incredible. And I think one of the things that Christians need to understand that we are not, just because we're made of body, mind, and soul, and of course we are all one and integrated, when our body is sick, it does not mean that our soul needs to be made well through Eastern mystical techniques to change our mind, to put us into this sort of mind science thing, calling these scientific developments, as these doctors were doing, as Dr. Hyman was calling this functional medicine a scientifically proven medicine. Well, it's absolutely not right. Any scientist worth his salt will tell you that, yes, the body can be measured scientifically, but the mind falls into an entirely different category, which can never be mentioned by science, never be measured by science, I should say. And Dave Hunt wrote an incredibly good book called Occult Invasion, where he said that physical science, by very definition, can make no judgments concerning a non-physical realm, as is the mind and soul. So, in other words, the mind and the soul are scientifically immeasurable. And if your listeners want to go to a really incredible site, my girlfriend Jennifer Pekich, who went to the Saddleback Health and Fitness Seminar. You can read all about it on her website, Ponderings from Patmos, where she gives first-hand information of the huge strides that this emergent church is taking, with Rick Warren leading us down the wrong path with his incredible influence.
Well, I share your concern. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, we've seen some of Rick Warren's political inclinations and leanings, but now these three doctors If you, you know, understood the depth of their involvement, I mean, here we have this one Dr. Oz, who is the Muslim, practicing Muslim. I mean, that's his religion of choice. He hasn't discarded it. So here he is on Rick Warren's platform, influenced by Islam and part of Islam, and he says that Reiki is the number one practice of his family. And for your listeners that may be involved in Reiki, it's a Japanese art form with the laying on of hands where the Reiki master actually has contact with spirit, the spirit world, which are called Reiki guides. And they will admit that several people are working on the client, even though there is only one doctor or one practitioner or person in there. The client will feel several people working on him. And these divine beings are called Reiki guides and divine beings guides.
Well, I suppose they're sort of spirit guides, aren't they? Demonic spirits are just helping out. Friendly demonic spirits?
Yes. Well, they come in and they claim that once they have come into you, that it is always with you. Once you open up to these, they say that, you know, they stay with you. So they call it attunement, that your body can be attuned, rewired, that subtle energies and channels can be touched by these demons or these guides or these spirits or what they call healing helpers, and that these things come in and rearrange the subtle energy and channels within your body and connect you with what they call the universal wisdom, and then you're opened up to contact with the spirit world. Well, I mean, this is extremely dangerous, Dr. Stan. Having come out of that world myself, it's only Jesus Christ that can set anybody free if they're involved in this. But one of the gals that was involved in this said that she had 35 voices were actually in her and working through her. And when this heat seared through her, that a male voice was inside the room. But she said what was even more scary was it wasn't a male voice inside the room. It was a male voice inside of me, she says. So these people are opening themselves up to demonic possession. And through these various practices, here is Rick Warren allowing these practitioners to come onto his platform. And then one of these people, Dr. Daniel Amen, when he was talking with Rick Warren and interviewed by Rick, and, you know, your listeners can just go and Google Rick Warren Daniel Plan and then type in Dr. Daniel Amen, Amen at the end of an Amen prayer. And interestingly, he is explaining to Rick Warren how important meditation is, and he intersperses prayer, meditation, and ultimately promotes his transcendental meditation. And he says that this is an important part of stress management. So here are these people actually advocating that the brain changes, that the scientific fact to show that the brain is able to be changed. Well, of course we know that the brain and people change with contact from the other world, but this isn't good. Just because scientific evidence proves that there are changes, these aren't necessarily good changes, and it's very scary. As this 52-week program, it was launched 2 weeks ago, but this is carrying on for 52 weeks throughout this year in Saddleback Church, which is hoping to be the test church for the test community, which they're going to reach out to, and then ultimately that this is going to be an example for the United States as we get into the idea of losing our individuality and becoming a community and following Saddleback community, which they hope will be an example to many other churches and many other communities around the world.
I think that they're opening themselves up to demonic possession. This is exactly what this is really all about. And people have to understand, this is the most horrible thing possible. And yet here are these people who are obviously into contacting the beings from the other dimension are being presented and as responsible leaders by America's pastor, picked by Time magazine to lead the American Christian Church. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today, and it's under attack from within. It's been infiltrated, and I hate to say this, but of course the movement that Rick Warren is actually leading to introduce these people to transcendental meditation and these various forms of yoga and mind, opening your mind to demonic spirits. This is what it's about.
It's so scary, Dr. Stan, because all of this comes in through this Dr. Mark Hyman, who, as I mentioned earlier, he's a nominee to President Obama's advisory group on prevention, health promotion, and integrative and public health. So this is just an example coming through the Christian church, going out into a community, but they actually want to feed it into the health program, into public health. It's very scary that here is Eastern mysticism coming in through a health and wellness seminar, through a Christian church, one of the most, well, the eighth largest Christian church in America, endorsing all this unbelievable behavior. And where are the Christians who should be outraged getting this man off his pedestal, and yet, only people like yourself are taking on the battle and have got the courage and strength to advise us and let your listeners know what's taking place. It's horrendous.
Well, you know who rushes in where angels fear to tread. But anyway, we will do our best, and I appreciate so much the material you have, and we are actually going to, I didn't realize Jennifer was your friend, but we do have Jennifer lined up for a program, and we're going to hammer away at this. We're going to put together a 4-tape set. We're going to try to get people all across America to understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. It's not imaginary, it's real. Christianity is under attack today, not from without, but from within.
Yes. Oh, I'm thrilled that Jennifer Peckett is going to be with you. And she has been in the Emergent Church herself. Those of us that came out of the New Age, which was several years ago, and the way that the New Age then changed into the Emerging Church, and Jennifer has been deeply entrenched in that, and now by the grace of God is out and can see all these connections in amazing ways. So that'll be a terrific program. And I think just the bigger picture of how all this is linking in so quickly into, you know, through health and fitness coming in, and of course we were told, psychology today told us some 10, 20 years ago that the way Eastern mysticism was going to come into our culture was through psychology and mind science. So here we have this mind science, which is occultism, being given a scientific approval and label, and now coming into churches promoting, the sustainable political agenda for a coming world religion, coming world order, and it's just coming very, very quickly.
And I think people have to understand there is a spiritual dimension. There are beings that come from the other dimension. This is what UFOs, cattle mutilations, and certainly crop circles, they're all manifestations of this. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll be wrapping up our program tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, America, your freedom, your future, your children are under attack today. Carol, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's so much to say because it's impacting us.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
This is not imaginary, it's real. We have, of course, a DVD on this whole purpose-driven church. It's called Diaprax. Diaprax gets into Peter Drucker and this whole idea of management, how you manipulate the stupid Christians into going along with your agenda. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read that. You need to read Ted Flynn's The Hope of the Wicked, a very parallel to mine, much bigger book. I wrote my short, concise, because right to present time, why, of course, it's hard to get people to read a 1,300 or 1,400 page book. If you want to know about sustainable development, we do have my sustainable development syllabus and the talk go together. Sustainable development, the path to world government. That's what it's all about. And, of course, with that, the destruction of Christianity. Certainly, we have an excellent DVD. We've had it for some time. It's called The Forbidden Secret. And it comes with a syllabus, and it goes into the background of George Bush's talk, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs a storm. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs a storm? What was he talking about? He used the term twice in his first inaugural address, and you'll actually get that in the syllabus. And then in the second inaugural address, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Now, he put in a lot of verbiage in the middle there to confuse you so you wouldn't know what he was saying. But even when you take out the verbiage, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, what's the new order of the ages? They were acting on an ancient hope. What was the ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled? Well, the Forbidden Secret will take you into an understanding of what this is all about. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones. We have a book on Skull and Bones. We recommend you get that. It's a secret society. We have a syllabus on Skull and Bones, which gives you the membership list. We carry Professor Sutton's book on Skull and Bones called The American Establishment. The information is all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you would like actually to see the Luciferian initiation ceremony live in bloody color, why, Chris, you can go to WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com is website. Let me suggest his book and four-tape set or four-CD set, Satanic Crimes. Satanic Crimes, going into the background of the Bilderbergers and pedophilia and the White March in Berlin, where 350,000 people dressed in white to complain about the pedophilia of the Bilderbergers, the men who work behind the scenes with the CFR and the Trilateral Commission to rule the world. And then, of course, to put things into perspective, my talk on the World Revolution. That's the World Revolution, and it's an excellent DVD. You'll see my interview with Ambassador Smith back, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. The American State Department, the CIA, brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fidel did not win the revolution, as you've been told. He was brought to power by our State Department, just as they installed Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, knowing he was a communist, as they installed Nelson Mandela in power in South Africa, knowing he was a communist, and the ANC that controls South Africa today is communist brought to power. And who is it that brought the Chinese communist to power? Why, the American State Department. Why would they do something so foolish? Or maybe it wasn't foolish at all. Maybe it was diabolical. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 26 January 2011. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Wednesday. Hope that you are doing well, that you're warm and well-fed. Food, a coming issue, if not one now. If you're in the stores, you're seeing the prices going up almost every day. And we had a story regarding whether or not there is some kind of shortage in the foods that you can buy for storable usage. And it